Rossi Lyon is a very nice start to his career on Footy Classified. Last night, he also had his suggestion about what may be coming the way of the players and the clubs.
What the star players contribute. So I think if we can pare back list sizes and support staff around there and give the stars of the game, your top six or seven players at the club, that drive performance. That's what Pendlebury does. I mean, we can go through all the different clubs, what Fife drives.
You tell me about Fife and these guys. Yeah. So you reckon they should get more money?
No doubt. Indisputable. They're the ones that bring people through. I log on to see Dusty Martin play and Fife play, and they drive the performance of the whole club. So I think if we can get to list sizes being more elite, quality of training goes up, less resources.
Now, if that sounds familiar, Wisp, that was Brad Scott's take on this on SEN, I reckon, 2 years ago. And I'm not saying that Ross has stolen it. They may very well have spoken about it. I think they may have been involved in the international rules together. But Brad Scott flagged this with us on SEN a couple of years ago, and he was big on it. Now, where's Brad Scott working?
Well, he's working at the AFL. So are you putting two and two together and coming up with four, are you?
I think it'll be spoken about. Absolutely, I do. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think it'll be spoken about.
You know what? I don't think that can work in isolation, obviously, without doing something in the tier below the AFL. So you're going to have to bolster the tier below the AFL in some way. I think, is it possible that this could happen, Gary? And I guess everything's on the table right now. Is it possible to accompany that, the drafting age is raised to maybe 20, 21? Because if you're going to go with a list of 35 players, how many project players do you actually want to carry on that list of 35?
Yeah, but you don't want to be missing out on the Sam Walshes of this draft pick because we pushed the age out to 20 years of age just because we don't want to carry too many on your list.
Maybe what you do is you get the opportunity maybe to draft one player in the top or the first round or the second round or whatever it might be, and then those other players go back into the pool, the supplementary pool. Of players that you can still access if they determine that they're great enough to be able to be playing at that level. Maybe you're assigned a second tier team that you can actually go to for your supplementary players. Because we know on average, I think it's like 35 or 36 players are played each year for the teams. You know, when you have a long list of injuries or whatever, you're going to have to have that second tier of players that you can call on.
Yeah, I think all those things, these will be the fascinating discussions. Like, if you're thinking about what's happening, I know a lot of the AFL staff have been stood down for however long, but these are the discussions that will be had on how that is going to be structured up going forward. And shorter list sizes, lowering the salary cap, saving some money in the process, everything's going to be on the table.
Can I just throw this out there, though? Do you believe as a footy fan that it is the stars that drive people, like the stars of each team that drive people through the turnstiles? Is that correct? That's what Ross Lyon believes. Do you agree with Ross Lyon that it is the stars that drive you to the games?
1-300-736-736. Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree or disagree? Or do you go and watch your club? Do you go and watch your football club play as opposed to going and watching individual? Maybe if you're impartial, if you've got no allegiance to either of the two teams that are playing, it may be Dusty that drags you through the gates. But as a rule, do you go and watch the superstars or do you go and watch your club? 1-300-736-736. Give us a call if you would like. Whispers, the Doc and Kappa have landed in Doomooka, but they've been caught up at a hens party and ended up at the Doomooka race. West Coast Sausage Gossage is doing some amazing stuff over there. He sent me a message this morning. He's the things he's doing for his daughter's boyfriend. He's going to drive 8 hours to Lake Grace to pick up his daughter's boyfriend. That is above and beyond Sausage. But we need to know what West Coast are doing for Whippy Watson, because the other clubs soon have got their act in gear, in order. Daniel's there in Bulleen. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, mate. Just talking about stars driving the game. I don't think it's stars driving the game at all. I'm a Richmond supporter and tasted my first success a couple of years ago, but I've been supporting the club for 32 years, been going to every game, and there were no stars for those 30 years, I tell you.
That's right. You hung in there. And this is coming through.
And it's not because I wanted to go see I don't know, who would it have been back then? I guess Michael Roach or whatever. But it was because I wanted to see, I was hoping that the team would win games, and it's not because of a particular player at all.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
I must admit, that's my gut feel on it all, but I'll be interested to get the feedback of everyone else. So Darren's here in Tarni. G'day, Dazzler. No, Darren's not there in Tarni. Who we got, boys? Help us out.
Adrian is in Airport West.
Adrian. How are you, boys? Yeah, I couldn't disagree more with Ross. I'm a sports lover, and I just love going to the footy because I love the sport.
Adrian, this just came through while you were speaking then. People go to the games because they love their clubs. They couldn't care less about which player the media is obsessing over that week. They care more about the 40 on the playing list than they do the media darlings. That's come through, so that is in agreement with you. Brian's in Chelsea Heights. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. Permanent listener, you're my alarm clock. But I just wonder why you would take any notice of Ross Lyon. His record of taking over strong teams and leaving them decimated is legendary. So why on earth would you take any notice? He loves his Stars and has never developed a list in his life.
Because everybody's in... Good Brian, yeah.
That's a good point, though, what Brian make. Not about listening. We choose to listen to who we want to listen to, Bryza, and you listen to us, thankfully, and then you can hear what Rossi's got to say, and then you can discard it as something that's not important to you. Other people might like it, and that's what makes this world go around, but that would be the criticism of Ross. You could say, yeah, your focus on the Stars is the thing that, if there's any criticism that comes his way from St Kilda, was that he had a great relationship with the top end and maybe not so much throughout the rest of the list.
That's true. And, Brian, I think overwhelmingly people think along the same lines as you do. The team sport, not an individual one. Gee whiz, Gary, the texts are coming through on the speckled text. They're just rolling through. I don't know that anyone actually agrees with Ross's opinion last night on Footy Classified, which is okay. But the whole idea is that he's on Footy Classified because he does have opinions, he does have strong opinions, and you throw it out there and you can agree or you can disagree with what he thinks. And according to our texters this morning, most of you, if not all of you, disagree.
We'll open the lines again after we have a chat with Jakey Lever. West Coast aren't offering Whippy anything. They just want his tracksuit, the tracksuit top back that he wore on the boundary line at training. That's from Sausage. We will take a break. Episode 3 of The Adventures of Whippy is now available on the podcast at sen.com.au. Call of the year can win a brand new Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. The Toyota Kluger range now at $1,000 free. Toyota Genuine Accessories. Sean Seymour up next to explain the Supercars E-Series.